You know, if it's a dry game, I don't think it affects much how cold it is, because when you're out there playing, you don't feel it because of the adrenaline. The only thing you notice is the ball is not going to go as far. It's not being compressed as well. So you just got to accept that it's not going to go as far. So there's no reason for you to try to hit it harder. So I just keep everything the same. And just try to stay warm on the sidelines.
Does the ball, I guess, regardless of what of temperature, does the ball travel not as far later in the day or at night than it does during the daytime?
No.
I heard somebody on the radio the other day, was during the Raiders Chargers game, saying something about, hey, this is a night game and the ball's not going to travel as far.
The only thing I've noticed is, like, when weather starts to get, like, in the 30s, that's when the ball, you start to feel the ball not compressing. And then when it gets to, like, in the teens, then it hurts your foot. So maybe a night game, you know, and it's not, the sun's not out, so the temperature drops a little bit. And that might have a reason of that. It just depends on the temperature, because I can feel the difference. If it's, like, in the 50s, the ball is still compressing well. 30s, you're starting to notice the difference. Teens and below, it's just a rock.